The ruling today by Dane County Circuit Judge Richard Neese affirmed a decision made earlier this week by the Government Accountability Board to deny ballot access to Marinette Republican Assemblyman John Nygren. Nygren was hoping to unseat Green Bay Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen in that recall election. The board voted unanimously that while Nygren turned in 465 signatures, only 398 were valid, too short of the 400 required. Board Attorney Lewis Balin told the court today that there was no legal justification for adding other signatures back to Nygren's total.
He came up a few short. It's as simple as that. Mr. Nygren is not entitled to a do-over.
Speaking to reporters afterward, Nygren said he was disappointed but would not appeal the ruling.
I think we did have the required amount of signatures. Disappointed that we didn't have more than the 465 that was turned in. We should have. And I, as the candidate, accept responsibility for that.
Nygren did not rule out a write-in campaign but did not promise one either. He also did not endorse David Vanderlees, the other Republican candidate in that race, who has a criminal record.
I don't think my support is necessarily important. I think it's the support of the people of the 30th District that's more important. So he's got to go out and earn it, and I wish him well.
Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate issued a statement calling it an embarrassing failure for Republicans. The decision means the July 19th recall election between Senator Hansen and Vanderlees will be the first between a Republican and a Democrat this summer. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.